Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Top 10 things overheard during the game yesterday. Number 10, here to sing the national anthem, global warming genius Al Gore.
Ha ha.
Number 9, it's minus 3 degrees, but it's a dry cold. Number 8, Eli's hands are frozen to the center's ass. Number 7.
You're funny, Dave.
Packers tight end looks suspiciously like a polar bear. Number 6.
You're walking through this, Dave.
I'm glad I spent the extra money on the fleece-lined cheese hat. Number 5.
Even you know these suck,
Dave. Referees will be officiating the second half from the hotel. Number 4.
Can you read any faster, Dave?
In the game, let's keep huddling. Number 3.
Hurry, Dave.
No, number 3. Ryder got frostbite in Green Bay. Number 2.
Oh, Dave.
It's still warmer than the Ed Sullivan Theater. What? Now, wait a minute.
How's your cold, Dave? How's that AIDS cold?
30th cold of the year.
And the number one thing overheard during the Giants-Packers game, is that the temperature or Bush's approval rating?
Nice hands, Letterman.
Wow.
The Don and Mike Show.
Cuticles.
I didn't mean that.
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
Suck on that, losers.
I didn't mean that. I like David Letterman.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Not funny.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
Yeah.
Hold on. What's happening here?
Hello?
Hello? Robbie, look at these things. Look at this.
Let me do a reset.
Gotta do a reset.
The lights are on, but nobody's there.
Yep. All the, before the show, but I think
all the lines are ringing, but nobody's there.
I think it's
right
a good
now.
Time to reset the blower.
All right. While we do that, this movie. I'll tell you about the movie, then about Jim Nance, and then turn the floor over to Mike for a story of Bacteria Park with his kids. And when you do, please lead with what you were just telling me.
Most significant activity that, the most significant accident that occurred over the weekend didn't involve my girlfriend or my kids, just me.
Just Mike.
It's the accident we've discussed. It's the type of accident we've discussed on this show, and boy, was I embarrassed.
Wow. Anyway, it's really good.
I look forward to it. I'm not proud of it, but it's the truth. It's what happened.
Not as good as 27 dresses, Mike.
No. God, how did you do that?
Here's the thing.
It was total sacrifice. Am I right? It was total sacrifice.
Once, twice a year. Once, twice, three times a late day. Rob. I'm just looking at Rob's password for the computer. You change it every day, don't you?
Every day. I don't think I've ever doubled up, but I use that first word a lot. It's a word that starts with C.
He used a word for rooster, uh-huh. And then after it says breath.
Uh-huh. Yes, I remember what Fridays was. It was the same first word, and the second word was choke.
You can get a lot of mileage out of using that first word.
It's a game I have because I know somewhere the engineers are going to have to print out a user report.
Right.
And they're going to get all the people that signed in. Everybody has a different name.
Let's see if everything is reset right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
There you go. Everything's up and working. Hey, what's happening?
I was wondering if you guys have been playing the soundbite from last week's American Idol where the one guy said that he was glad Simon didn't go down on him and Simon went down on a lot of people. Have you been playing that?
Somehow missed that. Why don't you send that to us? Be a good junior producer.
Oh, I don't got it. Sorry, guys.
Oh, man. Well, I guess we're going to have to wait for somebody else to give it to us.
And right, Rob was right. Send us an MP4.
Mm-hmm. He don't got it.
We don't like we like everything one step ahead.
Send us a KPEG.
Hi, Don and Mike. Send it to us in 14.1 surround sound.
Right. Send us an HMZL attachment.
The thing just... Went all bat ass again.
Well, it's a low pressure system.
No, the phones, I mean.
Right. Could be I know. It's the low pressure. Yeah.
So, this movie, here's the deal. Once, twice, three times a year, seriously, it's about the one thing I learned in a relationship, it's give and it's take. Mm-hmm.
Features a fine German actress.
Who's that?
Katrin Heigl.
Hello, Katrin.
You're not familiar? I mean, how could you not notice the name, Katrin Heigl?
Mike, I was too stuck on the fact that even for being such a real piece of ass, and she is.
Yeah, she is.
If they could make her any more dowdy, it was one of those, hey, she's the beautiful girl, but she doesn't realize how incredibly hot she is, and she doesn't go to anybody's wedding except other people's because she can't find anybody, and oh, my God, she like looks at herself. And says,
does she go to, I'm not familiar with the script. Does she go to 27 of them?
Yes, she does.
She go to 27 weddings?
Huh. So I had, I had said to my girlfriend, and I meant it, you know, we will pick movies sometimes that I want to see and sometimes you want to see.
That's fair.
This had been one for whatever reason. I'll say this. It's no You've Got Mail. It's not as bad as You've Got Mail.
The ultimate chick flick.
However, and I don't care about ruining this movie because if you're going to go see it, your life's going to be ruined anyway. The parts that will make you seriously vomit, where you'll have vile and you'll have food that you've eaten, will not be able to digest through your system. It'll come up through your throat and you'll throw it up.
Right.
During the obligatory scene with the music as she puts on each of the 27 dresses.
Oh, a little MTV moment, little musical montage.
Each of the 27 bridesmaids' dresses.
Are there a lot of music videos in this movie?
Yeah, uglier than the first. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the guy that she doesn't see as her true love, the young, good-looking, hey, I don't got a care in the world guy, he's snapping pictures in between every costume change. And if that doesn't bother you, try this. Fun. This is not too cliched.
Fun.
So this woman, Katherine Heigl, who is very upset that she's the bride maid always and never the bride.
Yeah.
Never mind the fact that she's hot as balls and she could get any guy in the world. They've got her dressed in a way where she just looks blah.
Yeah.
So she's at a bar. Mm-hmm. Of course, she ends up at a bar because the car breaks down in the middle of a rainstorm, and they have to go to a small bar in a one-horse town.
Right.
So they pull in, and, of course, he orders his whiskey, and then she orders whiskey, and before you know it, they're not wet anymore, they're dry, and by now, they're so drunk, they're singing karaoke, Benny and the Jets.
Oh, God.
Except that it's not karaoke, it's just them at the bar. It's playing on the jukebox.
I'm glad you still managed to stay conscious during this entire
thing. Still with it.
And this is what you're going to love. Don't you love it when they screw up words? Like, you know, I used to say all the time when I was a top 40 DJ, kids would actually call and say, would you play Billy Don't Be a Negro?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know it was Billy Don't Be a Hero. Or they would say, would you play Hooked on the Ceiling? Mm-hmm. Well, they meant Hooked on a Feeling.
Right.
Well, and I know you've heard people when they screw up the lyrics.
Right.
Well, Benny and the Jets has impossible lyrics.
It does.
It's like, hey, dude. Get your thing together. Well, imagine this. 5, 6, what seemed like 25 minutes of these scenes spliced together with them getting progressively drunker and drunker.
Right.
To where everyone in the band, everyone in the bar, rather, becomes somewhere in their band. Mm-hmm. And they're all going, Benny and the Jets.
Oh.
And they're everybody.
Such a phenomenal time. Just an incredible good time. Like a falling in love good time.
Everybody swept up in it.
And so then, of course, you know, he uses her like a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
They have sex that night.
Finally.
And she wakes up the next day and she's like, I've never done this before. And
was he a big, like, fat guy with a stubbly beard and she got pregnant?
No, that's the wrong movie, Mike.
Oh, okay.
That's Knocked Up.
Sorry about that.
What can I say? This is what being a good boyfriend is like.
Yeah.
And I didn't fall asleep during the movie.
Wow.
And I didn't give Janet the death eye or the one eye stink at any point during the movie.
Right.
Because there were plenty of times when I wanted to, when I wanted to look at her and just say, please, very seriously. You know what? That movie, 27 Dresses, it is absolutely simply, how do I put this? It gives out vibes. If you're a woman, I don't care if you're a 4-year-old girl or if you're a 90-year-old vegetable. If you're a woman, you're gonna sit in that movie and it's gonna permeate over you.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get married. Getting married.
God,
is
that's
great.
The whole theme of the weekend with you.
Yeah.
Well,
I know you didn't intend it to happen that way, but this happened.
It didn't really come out that way, but it was just the two. You know, I was
just before or after you went to the restaurant.
This was on Monday. This was yesterday.
This is yesterday. This is after you went to the restaurant.
So we had dinner Saturday night, the game Sunday, went to this movie yesterday, and I was really trying to analyze this, trying to like, who would this appeal to? Well, now Janet does not fall into this category. I would think it would appeal to Beth Ann McBride.
All right. A woman who has been, how do I say this delicately, on the market for a good long time.
Yeah. It would give a woman like that.
Hope.
I'm sorry, Beth Ann. Yeah.
False hope.
Thank you for saying it, Mike.
All right.
You mean a woman who's okay with eternal solitude?
Yeah.
No, but a woman who still harbors, you know, desires of doing what all little girls want to do, walking down the aisle.
A dream is a wish your heart makes.
Exactly. Thank you, Disney.
To call it a chick flick would be an injustice.
Mm-hmm. Were there any irreverent moments? Anything where there was even a remote real laugh
and
in the whole
how
thing?
How did Janet enjoy the film?
Any hardcore nudity?
She loved it.
Loved it. So women, probably most women, loved
it. We loved
love
it. She
movie.
Said,
no blood?
Seriously.
What time?
She said, wasn't that great?
Yeah.
And what did you say?
I had to stop. Well, Buzz, I had already said a lot of stuff, so I just said, mm-hmm.
She get married? Does Catherine Heigl, does Kathleen Hagel, does she get married at the end?
Mike, listen to this. Not only does she get married,
she
is married on a beach.
Oh. All right.
Seriously, vomitorium.
Does she have 27 bridesmaids?
They all show up for her wedding.
Oh, no!
And each one is wearing the crazy ugly dress.
Just like
you mean in the wedding itself?
Yeah.
Oh, how sweet is that real life?
Really gonna make you vomit?
Is there a nervous father or a father figure or some sort of grisly character actor dad?
You're gonna like this even better. A single dad,
because
mom was tragically taken away.
Oh,
when the girls were young, when she and her hot sister were very young.
Isn't that a shame?
And he's a bad character actor, and he's very. Yeah. The whole thing is bad. It belongs on the Lifetime channel,
and it'll get there.
Should have started there.
I want to go out on a limb. Is there a gay character?
Negative.
Huh. Really?
Negative.
That's wishful thinking on your part. Well, that's always wishful thinking.
For every movie.
Yeah. It's always the birdcage with me.
You always hope. Ever since Father of the Bride, you think any movie with a wedding, you're looking for the gay
Martin
character.
Martin Short, yeah.
Right.
Be good.
Anyway, or Bronson Pinchot.
Seriously, and I've been to a lot of bad ones with Janet. I've been to, I've been to Music and Lyrics. That's Hugh Grant and Drew Barrymore. I went to that one with her.
That's that's two for two as far as I'm concerned.
That was last year.
Yeah. And that's another one of those. That is the ultimate chick flick.
And I think today she's going to see P.S. I Love You.
Jeez.
You're not going?
Well, I'm here, Buzz.
Oh, that's right.
I'm here. Thank God.
My God.
Thank God I'm here. So
you could have gone. I mean, I went to Atonement, and that was I think kind of a romantic movie, but it wasn't. I don't think it would qualify necessarily as a chick flick.
No, and I left the theater, and I really thought I'm an idiot. And then I look in the paper today, the movie was the number two grosser over the weekend.
Oh yeah,
kicked ass.
The number two grossing movie over
Date
the weekend.
Movie. Sure.
And the other thing that blew my mind.
What was number one? Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you like to go to see that one? I still want to see Cloverfield.
I want to do so much, especially because of the ending. Mm-hmm. Everybody know about the ending?
I do.
Cloverfield.
What did you hear?
I don't know about the ending.
I don't.
Here you go. About the city?
No.
Spoiler alert, that's the static that you hear in the final scene in Cloverfield, and when you take that static then and they play it in reverse...
Or I didn't hear it well enough. Couldn't I don't want to know because I might still want to go see this movie.
Tell me that's a spoiler alert that we've just ruined the movie. Yeah.
That's okay, though. You didn't ruin the movie if I don't understand what I'm looking for.
Here it is again. I didn't understand it either.
Oh, I heard it that time. Loud and clear.
Really?
What?
I don't want to go to another chick flick. I don't want to go to another chick flick.
Backward?
Yep. Played in reverse.
It's not spoiling it for me.
No.
How is that
it's
a spoiler?
It's not audible.
How is that a spoiler?
I can spoil it for you.
Well, don't spoil it for me.
Okay.
This isn't a chick flick.
No, it's not.
How long's the movie been out? 2 weeks?
A week. I think this was its
first
week.
No, it's the first week. Yeah. No, you can't
just
do
that.
That.
Yeah.
All right.
What? Why? Do you know what the ending is?
I do.
Is it worth going to see this movie?
Everyone seems to enjoy it. Although, the biggest complaint I've heard about it is that it's got a lot of shaky camera, a la what was the Blair Witch movie?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It looks a lot like the Blair Witch.
So I won't like
it
because that movie, I didn't like the moving camera.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of people I've talked to want to go see this movie.
Right.
Well, what's the end?
The end is that there's this big monster in New York. You guys say it?
Yeah, go ahead, tell him.
Okay, big monster New York, and they bring in the Army or the Air Force, and they nuke it. But what that says backwards is, I'm still alive.
Oh, all right, let me hear it again, though.
All right, hold on.
All right, hold on. So that happens. We're done.
Over the credits, you hear this static.
So over the credits, you hear this.
When you reverse it.
Then do they play it backwards at the end of the movie?
No, we at Don and Mike Labs played it backwards.
Oh.
Just barely.
Is this Much Ado About Nothing?
I'm going to tell you, and it's not going to
ruin Okay,
it
go ahead.
You. The monster is still alive. There, I ruined it for you, Mike.
No, you didn't.
See?
All right.
Is that Rob? Pretty
That's
much?
It.
Okay.
So, look
what have you been doing? A little Paul is Dead stuff in the back room, or what?
No, I mean, this is just.
Why did you guys play it backwards?
Because I read that if you played it backwards, it said something.
Did you hear anything?
I did.
Hey, where are my mushrooms?
That's the biggest lie of all. He knows where his mushrooms are.
You could hear something?
Yeah, he says, I'm still alive.
I would rather hear the Catherine Heigl movie backwards, because backwards it would just be, this sucks.
You know what?
And then you get your $14
back. This is one question about 27 Dress. Any good sex at all? Any her in a bra and panties?
Hot sex.
No.
Well, seriously, I mean, she's a piece of ass.
No, and again, that's my complaint as well.
Mm-hmm. Nothing for daddy. Well.
Mm. She was dressed up nice.
You're a trooper to go see those movies. Cause
she's
I wouldn't
the
go
good
see
girl.
That. I would not go to see that movie. I mean, not only because chick flicks I'll go see. I won't go see badly reviewed, unoriginal, trite, bad storyline, obvious script chick flicks.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Donna Mike?
Hey, what's happening with you?
Hey, not too much, man. That ending to Cloverfield, that's actually after the credits. So you have to sit through like 10 minutes of credits to get like that 2 seconds of that audio that you get. It doesn't really ruin the movie.
Oh, all right.
It's really ruining just sit it out.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Did you enjoy Cloverfield?
Oh, very much. I've already seen it 3 times.
Oh, good. Okay, all right.
Can I tell you the end of 27 Dresses?
You'll spoil it.
They're walking down the street in New York. They're so much in love, she gets hit by a bus.
Oh, I thought it was a beach wedding, and they're married in, like, Southeast Asia during the tsunami time.
Shark.
And then she says, I'm still alive.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Don, apart from the marriage proposal and all the estrogen, how did you enjoy your steak?
That's a good question.
Meat
very
good.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, meat was.
Hey,
meat.
Hey, Don.
Yeah,
I got one more question.
Yeah,
actually, it's not a question. It's more of a statement. You know, I was watching a Packer game with the Giants, and you know, I really was pulling for Brett Favre, but I couldn't help but feeling a little bit more for Eli towards the end of the game. You know.
Well, you know why that is? That's why when you see a kid at Special Olympics, you always feel kind of
root for him.
You always root for that kid.
That's right.
And,
you want him to win.
And his daddy, they keep showing up at the top, his daddy putting his head in his hands.
When that game ended and players were being interviewed and they kept showing Eli, he looked lost. He looked like
he always looks lost.
He looked like he couldn't find his way to the sideline.
He always looks like...
That's his whole thing now. He's lost.
Not to make this a total male-female thing, but, well, I was going to say in a dress department. In any store, Eli Manning looks like a guy, well, a grocery store. He looks like the guy in a grocery store who just doesn't know where the cereal is.
Right.
You know,
right.
He's just walking up and down every aisle.
Always with the mouth open. He is the ultimate mouth breather.
Walk in front of the camera for no reason and then leave.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, the one thing with that stupid 27 Dresses movie, Don, I don't know if you picked up on this, it was so predictable. I was sitting there, my wife dragged me to it, and like 30 minutes in, I'm like, this is going to happen. This is going to happen.
Hold on. You didn't know it, like, before you went? You didn't know before you went that the movie's with Katherine Heigl, and she's a bridesmaid who never becomes the bride, and you didn't think she gets married in the end?
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, of course.
It's all the crap in the middle. That
yes, it's all the tedious crap.
I would
crap
say
in the
that's
middle.
A pretty good strategy for getting through the movie, is to take the little subplots throughout the movie and just predict what's happening next. Even though you'll make yourself angry doing it,
right. It's
kind of a time waster. You know, it'll get you through it, perhaps.
Well, hold. You have 27 dresses in that closet? I got an idea. Let's put a music montage together with something like, these boots are made for walking. and you can just put all 27 on, and I'll take your picture.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you saw that movie and you know, they threw you a complete loop? I mean, even the advanced press, they fooled everybody in the audience. And perhaps when they got done doing their Benny and the Jets thing, they went back and he put on a clear raincoat and put Huey Lewis on the stereo.
Mike, I wish so much.
Wouldn't that be special? or like you know, she sits down and he goes into the kitchen and all of a sudden the door opens and Leatherface comes out.
One more call. We got to hit it. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Got to hit a break. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey, how are you anyway?
All right, man. I'm sorry that you had to sit through that 27 dresses.
That's all right. I love my girlfriend. I don't mind doing it.
But I got to tell you, man, I went to Cloverfield, and it was pretty cool.
Oh, see, everybody, that's why I'm hearing about
totally
that.
Totally cool. But I had to turn the car stereo up to, like, you know, infinity in order to hear your little static rollback thing. Did I happen to hear a help me?
Rob said he's saying, I'm coming back.
I'm still alive.
Rob's hearing it. I think Rob's got dog hearing because I can't.
I don't know. I'm thinking I'm hearing a help me.
It's help me.
That Paul is dead thing all over again.
Well, either way, they've let it wide open for a sequel.
I think if you turn it up a little bit louder, you'd hear, make me feel good.
Here's just one more note from the movies from the weekend. Seriously, whoever the Americans are who have supported Alvin and the Chipmunks, what we need to do is line these people up right now, and we need to give them all wet willies, because yesterday in the theater that we were at, they were showing Cloverfield, a couple of people, 27 dresses, a couple of people, whatever else is out there, Alvin and the Chipmunks, sold out. Do you realize that movie has been out, I think, 5 weeks, and it's made almost $200 million.
That may simply be the fact that it's the small children factor, because there's so little out there that you can take little kids to.
Then we've got to stop having children.
Yeah, voluntary sterilization.
Then
I'm all for
it. We've got to make the rules like they make them in China.
Why not? Go ahead.
Welcome to my son.
Get it done.
I want to go see that movie. It has Earl in it.
He's rich now. He's getting the last laugh.
I know.
It's got Earl and three rats.
Hold on. Got a break. Mike, when we come back, we'll hear about your trip to Bacteria Park with your daughters.
Wonderful time.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.